Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it is going to be a busy arse weekend in Mile High City. There is so much going on downtown and in the just general metro area. You got the Zach Bryan concert. You got the bars filling up because the Broncos game tonight. Those Banana Boys are coming to town. King Fest is going on. All sorts of festivals. Red Rock's got some shows. There's going to be a lot of people out and about. Now, RTD is saying rideship is going to surge this weekend, so plan ahead. They are adding extra train cars to the CE, W, and N lines, along with some extra transit police. So if you're thinking about urinating on that light rail this weekend, you better think about your decisions.
Yeah.
The transit police are going, whoop, 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 whoop.
That's right. Find a tree outside.
They will pepper spray you right where you urinate. Oh, they'll do it. I've seen
mid-stream?
It. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they'll fire one
Does
off.
Does that stop you?
Right into your genitalia.
Does that just cut it right off?
Yeah, that'll make you stop
that'll
urinating
stop
immediately.
It right away.
They teach that at RTD police camp. So anyway, just all I'm saying is plan ahead because it's going to be nutty this weekend. Ugh.
There's going to be a lot of people out and
so
about,
many people.
So say
so.
Hi to your neighbor. Be nice. Yeah, be nice to people.
Hey, neighbor. Please don't urinate on the train. We did something pretty cool yesterday. We left the radio station and we went over to our second office. I call it the mothership, Ball Arena, because we are a Kroenke sports and entertainment radio station. Mm-hmm. So we're under the Kroenke umbrella. So we work with the Avs and the Nuggets and the Rapids and the Mammoth. And the list goes on and on and on. But we were over there for KSC Charities building bikes for some kiddos in need yesterday. They had something like, what was it, guys? Like 200 bikes there?
Yeah.
In the bowl. And we all showed up. Big Rob was there. Nina, Josh, Katie, and me. And
yeah.
We built some bikes. We had a tasty breakfast. Got a free t-shirt, and we gave back to the community.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
All of us really chipped in. It was a community effort here at the radio station. We got our hands dirty.
Yeah.
Assembled some bikes, got greasy, paper cuts. We used tools. All of us except Katie, who stood there and just
not only
didn't
just
do
me.
Anything.
I wasn't the only one who didn't
Katie
do anything.
Didn't do a damn
but
thing.
You
she
forget
just stood there.
At noon you guys were like, stood okay, there. It's been a day, and I went out to the school by myself, mind you.
All by myself.
And sent out these bikes. Like we handed out these bikes to the kids. We helped the kids with their helmets. We had to take the bikes out of the truck and carry them to the blacktop. In the hot sun.
Oof.
I mean, so until like 3 o'clock yesterday. So I was actually very busy.
Is that why you didn't help?
And again, when we
together?
Are assembling the bikes, there were five of us around one bike.
Yeah.
Like, what am
Roots.
I going to do?
Teamwork.
What am I going to I couldn't get around. There was too many people. I couldn't fit around the bike.
Josh's poor hands were hurting. He was working so hard. And he looked up at one point and he had sweat coming down his face. And he looked at me and he, like, with sad eyes in his exhausted voice, he said, Jeremy, why can't Katie just chip in and help a little bit?
I did.
My hands are so tired.
Well,
I'm bleeding.
Again,
my knuckles are bleeding.
Katie had to do stuff later. Like
Katie's
you guys did not help with the children. You're like, we don't care about kids, actually, so we're not going to go hand out the bike. So
yeah.
Katie kept working, actually.
Yeah.
Katie worked until 3 o'clock
well,
yesterday.
You had plenty,
again,
of, you had
by
plenty
herself.
Of energy.
Katie accidentally signed up
by
for that.
Katie accidentally signed up
Nobody
to continue
helped
helping.
Katie.
Yeah.
Nobody helped Katie take pictures.
No,
or
you honestly, you're milking this because you had plenty of energy to help all those kids on site because you didn't help anybody put a bike together.
Totally. And you were able to go take a nap because you didn't help children either. So it's also that.
We were like, Josh, let me see your knuckles.
Oh, dude.
Oh, they're brutal. Look at you're shaking this morning. Look at, I think I need stitches because I cut myself so much opening
Poor
so many
you.
Boxes of.
Poor
bikes.
Yeah.
We worked so hard. And Katie stood there with her hands in her pockets.
Okay.
Didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
We were tired.
Poor Jeremy.
I slept for like 11 hours.
Yeah,
man.
Did you?
Yeah, well,
like,
I had a great night's sleep.
I had a hard time sleeping because I was in so much pain from building all these bikes.
You
I
need more Advil.
That's just because you're old.
I was like,
that has nothing to do with me.
I was out there working my buns off.
Old bones. Your old buns.
On our hands and knees, honestly.
We were on our hands and knees. I was on my back at one point.
Making sure that the seat was straight and the tires were on.
I'll tell you when she got really fired up. Is when Rocky showed up.
See, that I will agree with you.
And that was even more embarrassing.
No, I loved it. Are you kidding? I've seen that mountain lion probably hundreds of times. Every single time.
It looked like it was your first time.
I've never seen anything like it.
I love him.
I'm glad you went to work with the children with the bikes because you are a child. With all due respect.
Things excite me. So, with all due respect. I'm not going to apologize for that either.
He showed up. I have never seen any grown adult act like that before.
Well,
I can't even reenact it.
That's fine.
Oh, my God, it's Rocky! Rocky! Over here! Rocky!
And then he hugged. Oh my God, Jeremy, Rocky's here, Rocky's here, Rocky's here, Rocky's here.
Oh my God, Rocky's here.
No, that's pretty accurate.
And I looked at you one point and I said, Katie,
are you okay?
I go, you're an adult.
Yeah, you're like, are you
You are
okay?
a grown adult right yeah. now. What are you? Everyone was looking at us?
Yeah.
That one guy, there's a couple guys behind us, Josh. That one guy was like, that's that lady that didn't help with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she yelling at Rocky?
You said
that. That's it. Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, it's Rocky!
I love him. There ain't no shame in my Rocky game.
Hey, you got
I
a big hug from him.
He touched you.
I love him. So it's worth every scream, Jeremy.
No joke, guys. I looked at Katie at one point and I was like, Katie, you are a grown adult. That is a person inside a costume. He's not real.
No.
It's not
no.
a real.
No. Excuse me. And then I was like, that is the super mascot, sir. Like,
she tried to go back to get a selfie, remember?
She did. She tried to turn around and go back.
And you guys told me no.
And we were like, we're leaving now.
And
we're done here.
The people we worked with got a selfie with them, and I was so mad
That's
at
all right.
you.
Those
I
people
like,
deserve it
because
they put a lot of bikes together.
No, they didn't, actually.
Rocky only likes people who put bikes together. Sorry, Katie.
Shut up.
Okay, so here is a story. Josh immediately runs to Texas to work at this high school.
Oh.
McKinley High School in Texas going viral for a female dress code that is requiring tight fitting undergarments. And if that wasn't over the line enough, they are also saying you have to have a jump test at this high school.
I hate that.
Here you go.
I hate that.
So get this. There is like a section in the school handbook, mostly in regards to get this. It's the band girls where you got to wear a tight fitting sports bra and or shapewear. Now, the section says performers must do a jump test when testing sports bras. If you jump multiple times in a row and there's noticeable movement, you need to size down or find a new sports bra style or fit. Any style works as long as it holds firmly.
Jeez.
I can tell by your face you don't like this.
Like, I don't like anything.
What do you got against
band
kids,
Katie?
I don't
like that there's a jump test, first of all, to notice movement. You're going to notice my hand moving towards your face.
Oh,
that's what you're going to notice. Like, I don't like this at all.
Way to
make young children feel insecure.
I know.
These are children we're talking about. Who is testing? Who's teaching?
The band director
what?
Quickly put out a clarifying letter. Saying, you should probably do the jump test in private. This is not something that would actually be evaluated by the staff. Make sure you're doing that in private.
Never mind. In fact, on the other hand, never mind. Forget we said
the
anything.
Entire thing is so cringe.
It just makes me
so
mad.
Cringe.
I really thought, like, there's so many things that we're evolving with as humans and, like, when it comes to going to school and what works and what doesn't work. And I really thought this whole let's make people feel bad for their clothes would have ended by
and
now.
Their body, like,
man.
Well, yeah, and their body.
What I mean, and what are these band kids doing that they're flopping around so much?
Like,
backflips.
They're really going to town like, on that tuba.
You know
I guess.
What I mean? Because it's like when they have the warnings, like don't like put your baby and you know fold the stroller while the baby's still in it. Somebody had to do that, right? Like it had to have happened before. So like, what happened that they had?
I don't know. Some girl was
warning.
Going off playing that flute like, solo. Like, and somebody got an eye knocked out or something. But
going
what
off.
What happened?